Moscow changing plans. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. There is an apparent change of strategy in the Russian invasion of Ukraine, away from seizing control of the capital of Kiev.
That sea change announced by Russian generals who talked about modifying, as they put it, Russia's goals in Ukraine, and rather than seeking to take over the whole country, saying that their intent in the first place was only to take over the east, the Donbass area. That obviously would be a complete about-face in terms of strategy.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Parts of the Donbass region have been controlled by Russian separatist groups. President Biden on Friday meeting with humanitarian workers in Poland who've been helping with the flood of refugees fleeing Ukraine, and also with American service people who've been deployed to Poland in support of NATO.
What's at stake is what are your kids and grandkids going to look like in terms of their freedom? What's happening? The last 10 years have been fewer democracies have been formed than we've lost in the world.
At one point, the president told the troops they would see for themselves what's happening in Ukraine. The White House later stressing the president is not planning to send American troops into that country. Today from Warsaw, the president will deliver what the White House is calling a major address on the conflict in Ukraine. The U.S. is also calling on the United Nations to impose stiffer sanctions against North Korea for its intercontinental ballistic missile launch earlier this week. The drummer of a popular rock band is dead under mysterious circumstances. Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters found dead in his hotel room in Bogota, Colombia, on the band's current road trip. He was 50 years old. There's no word yet on how Taylor Hawkins died. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says they are closely watching the BA2 subvariant of the coronavirus to see if it will spread as quickly in the U.S. as it did in Europe and in Britain.
It's got a transmission advantage over BA1, which is the classic original Omicron. Not a multifold advantage, but a percentage advantage, which means that over time, it likely will be the dominant variant.
Dr. Fauci telling Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, the variant does not appear to be any more resistant to the vaccines than Omicron is. At least three people were shot Friday in a shopping mall in Rosemont, Illinois, outside Chicago. Police Sergeant Joe Balo.
What we are looking for is possible two offenders, males in their mid-20s. They have left the area.
A man in his 20s died from his wounds. One of those hurt is a 15-year-old girl. They'll be breaking out the red hats in the Peach State tonight.
Former President Donald Trump heads to Georgia tonight for a rally in the town of Commerce outside Atlanta. Mr. Trump is hoping to draw yet another large crowd, aiming to convince people to support former U.S. Senator David Perdue in the state's upcoming gubernatorial primary. Perdue is running against incumbent Republican Brian Kemp, who the former president had accused of capitulating to Democrats too easily in the 2020 election. Trump contests that he lost the Georgia vote. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The magic continues for St. Peter's University in the NCAA tournament.
Ivy for the tie! Off the rim! And it's over! This miracle run continues for St. Peter's! The Peacocks make history!
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS, courtesy of the NCAA, as St. Peter's beats Purdue to become the first 15th seed ever to advance to the Elite Eight. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.